23. Celtic Knot. She lay in bed, the curtains closed, not sure what she felt. Sick, sad shit in the game that looked like London. Connor and his tarantula in the parking lot at Jimmy's. Burton telling her about Cold Iron, about somebody taking a contract out on him because of what she'd seen, then getting home with him to his posse of other vets. And finally, telling her story to Wilf Netherton, who looked like a low-key infomercial for an unnamed product. Burton hadn't been around when that was finished, so she'd walked up the hill alone, wondering why, if the thing she'd been in was a game of some kind, somebody would want to kill Burton, thinking he'd been there instead of her, for having seen a kill in a game? When she'd asked Netherton about that, he said he didn't know, like he didn't know why there was no capture, wasn't anxious to know, and that she shouldn't be either, which had felt to her like when he was realist. Her mother, up early, had been making coffee in the kitchen, in her bathrobe, older than Flynn was, with the oxygen tube under her nose. Flynn had kissed her, declined coffee, been asked where she'd been, said Jimmy's. "Older than dirt, Jimmy's," her mother had said. She'd taken a banana and a glass of filtered water upstairs, saved some of the water for brushing her teeth. Noticed, as she always did when she brushed them, that the brass fittings on the sink had once been plated, but now there were only little flecks of chrome left, mostly near the porcelain. She'd gone back into her room, closed the door, taken off her debadged Coffee Jones shirt, her bra and jeans, put on a big USMC sweatshirt of Burton's, and gotten into bed. To sort of vibrate, exhausted, but far from sleep. Then she remembered that she had an app for Burton and Leon's drone games on her old phone, and that Macon would have moved it to her new one, along with the rest of her stuff. She got the phone from beneath a pillow and checked. There it was. She launched it, selected a top-down view, and saw a low satellite image of their property, the roof she lay under a gray rectangle, while above it moved in a complicated dance the 20 drones, each one shown as a point of light, weaving something she knew to call, if only from tattoos, a Celtic knot, each one to be replaced by one of the 20 spares, then recharged in rotation. Burton won a lot of drone games, was really good at them, Haptic Recon 1 having been about them so many ways. Even, she'd heard someone say, that Burton himself had been a sort of drone, or partially one, when he'd still had the tattoos. Watching the drones weave their knot above her house seemed to help. Soon, she thought she might be able to sleep. She closed the app, shoved her phone under the pillow, closed her eyes. But just before she did sleep, she saw the woman's t-shirt and striped pajama pants fluttering and turning down into the street. Fuckers.